All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, March 1st of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a three-game NHL slate tonight, and then we have DraftKings test of the no late swap NBA seven-game slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS, probably plenty to talk about here. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I am one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You'll also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. We do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow for our Saturday show. But with that said, going to get the app pulled up here. We're going to jump right into questions that came in, starting with the questions in the Discord as always. So first question here came out from Tone. And the question is in regards to the no late swap slate tonight. Really quickly, just before I answer this question, Jordan and I did a video specifically talking about strategy for this specific slate. We don't know if this is here to stay. We don't know what DraftKings plans are for the future. So we did want to talk about it a little bit in depth. So this video, experts discuss non-late swap NBA DFS, what to expect and how to win. So if you guys haven't seen this video, it's about 30 minutes. I would check it out prior to building your doing your lineups for tonight if you are indeed playing the slate, because we did both kind of have different ideas about different ways to approach it and come at it from different angles. And so I found it to be a very fun discussion. So check that video out. But first question here. I apologize if this has been covered. Haven't been really following the Discord except for lineup alerts. I was curious if the team had made any adjustments to the DK ownership model now that late swap is no longer allowed, or if there were any plans to update it now that late swap is gone on DK, which was one of the biggest edges with SaberSim NBA. Any ideas where else to look to find an edge? And then a follow-up here was, I would think questionable players would be lower owned moving forward. Okay, good question. So we did kind of cover this a little bit in the video. So just going to recommend that you guys check that out. But one thing that we did say, you know, is Fox is questionable in the last window. Anthony Edwards is questionable in the last window. Fox did not play last game, and then Edwards did play on a back-to-back, and I think he's been dealing with like an ankle injury or something. He even went to the locker room in one of the games. So like, not super sure how that's going to work out, but you know, there are going to be slate context things that you have to think about here. Like, okay, yeah, these two guys are questionable, but this isn't an island game. There are two other games that start at the same exact time. So if, you know, one or both of those guys are questionable, you're going to have plenty of swap opportunities, right? So if this game was by itself in this last window, then I would say, okay, you know, ownership to these players might be depressed. But because there are, you know, a lot of different options and different places for you to go, I don't think that's going to be the case. So, you know, it's hard to say like what ownership is going to be for some of these questionable players. I think that, you know, if DraftKings keeps all of the game times very, very tight between like separation here, like all these games start within an hour, I don't think it's going to be terrible. If the games start to go, you know, from like 4 to 6 or, you know, even later than that, then, you know, it could get really, really interesting with ownership here. So hard to predict what's going to happen. It's definitely a very interesting case study. I think today will be very interesting just to see, you know, how everything turns out when all the cards are turned over. So I'm excited just to kind of watch and see. I'm actually, I'm not planning on playing tonight. I have other plans and it just kind of worked out that way. So we will see what happens. All right. Next question here from Moose. This one came in from Moose. Question says, do you guys have any suggestions specifically for today in terms of which players to perhaps limit exposure to or stay away from entirely? Given it's no late swap tonight, I know we'll have to do it manually. So just asking for some practical advice / tips based on info we have before lock. So, you know, we talked a lot about this, Jordan and I did. It's like, you're going to have to kind of dig a little bit deeper than normal into some of these injury reports, into some of these, you know, paying attention to shoot around and like, hey, are guys participating in, you know, shoot around earlier in the day? You know, do they normally play back to backs? Do they normally take one of the 2 days off? Like, how does that all look? And, you know, I haven't done enough research today to kind of give you some insights, but like, honestly, you know, I've seen situations where it's like, oh, you know, that it's a back to back. You know, he played, I think we just saw this, like when we recorded the video, because Jordan and I were talking about it. It's like, hey, you know, Minnesota's on a back-to-back. Gobert played 39 minutes yesterday. You know, they're probably going to have him sit the second leg because he played so many minutes. And then all of a sudden he's ruled in. And it's like, it's so hard to predict why, like when and why a guy is going to miss, which is personally why I don't like the no late swap, because, you know, it's not like, some like analytical kind of like decision, like, oh, you know, it's not like trying to guess his minutes, like minute guessing, you know, trying to figure out how many minutes a guy is going to play is like so different to me than trying to like figure out like, hey, is this guy injured or is he like, you know, is he like 50-50 questionable? Is he like 80-20 questionable? You know, how questionable is this person? And I think that is a lot more like nuanced, and, you know, injury reporting is like kind of loose. You just kind of get like marked questionable. Like LeBron is always questionable. Right. But like how many times does he play, you know, like probably most of the time he's more like 80-20 questionable. So super weird. So I would say do your homework, do the best you can, you know, try and wait for any news that comes out and react very, very fast and try and get your lineups in. All right. Next question here from Hiker Willie. Question says, what time will the early morning PGA showdown be ready? 5 a.m. Eastern. Cognizant, new to golf showdown. Thanks. Okay. So I'm not sure. It's usually after for sure the next day ends. So, you know, if they're still golfing like today, then, you know, salaries probably aren't out. So like, that's like the most important thing here is like, hey, are the DK salaries out for the next day? And right now, round two is still in progress. So I'm assuming you meant round three, maybe. So it definitely won't be up until today is over because we have to see where the cut line falls. We have to see, you know, who's in, who's out. So wait for round two to end, wait for salaries to get released, and then the projections will be up. So that could just, you know, it's kind of just based on like the golf schedule, unfortunately, here. So I don't have a perfect timeline for you there. All right. Next question here from Hammer. Question is, when will F1 ownership be updated? Let's go look. I didn't know our projections were up yet. That means qualifying must have finished. So we got F1 kicking off tomorrow here. And looks like ownership is up now. So between the time that you sent this message at 4 p.m. Eastern and now, 10 minutes later, ownership has indeed run and ownership is up. Really interesting. Wow. Max Verstappen is so expensive and it's just driving his captain ownership down. So, you know, F1 is like a really interesting like game theory kind of study case here. So pretty interesting to see, you know, Verstappen. And then, you know, I wonder what his graph looks like. Wow. That's like so insane to like look at his graph. You know, this is why normal distributions just aren't good enough for DFS. Like, this is insane. I cannot believe this is what his range of outcomes looks like, but he's just so different than just every other racer Like, even if we go to Mercedes, yeah, like, it's just incredibly different. So F1, really, really interesting sport. Another good, fun weekend sport here. So I would, you know, if you guys are looking like to transition from like, I've been talking to a couple people about this. You know, if you guys are like having trouble going from like NFL to like NHL or like NFL to like NBA, and you're just looking for something like, you know, there are some really good sports in the lobby, and I would check out MMA. It's on Saturdays. I would check out golf. It's on Thursdays, goes all the way to Sunday. You know, check out NASCAR every Sunday, check out F1 on the weekends. You know, UFL is coming back, and last year we had XFL Sim, so I'm pretty sure we're going to have it for the UFL, which is the combination of the USFL and XFL. So spring football, like, there are a lot of good weekly sports to try out that we have sims for. And, you know, if we're putting out a model, then we are standing behind it and saying that it is good. And so I would check out some of these weekly sports if you guys are getting tired of the NHL or NBA grind, too time consuming, you know, too much to pay attention to, et cetera. All right. Jumping over to the YouTube chat, Ryan said officially MLB month, SS favorite time of the year. The model is being prepared. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I believe that the first game is on March 27th, if I'm correct. So we're less than 4 weeks away from MLB season here. So that is super exciting. If you guys didn't know, you know, SaberSim was originally, you know, created for MLB here. Like, when Matt first created SaberSim, he was trying to solve MLB. So MLB is our oldest model, and it is, you know, one of our best models. And we love NBA. I'm sorry, we love MLB season here. So super, super fun and excited to get some MLB back. And I am a Dodgers fan, so I live out here in SoCal. So super excited to see what the Dodgers could do this year. All right, follow up from Ryan. Eric runs the first golf sims around 9 to 10 p.m. I'm assuming this is Eastern. A second one at 4 a.m., but projections won't change much. So I'm assuming you got that, you know, directly from the horse's mouth here. So I'm just going to trust you on that one. If that's what he is saying, then that is probably good. I would say after that first run, you know, you're usually just fine to build, like, the same way that we run additional sims for, you know, other sports, and the projections don't change that much. You'll see those, you know, no significant changes. I think that, you know, after that first run, especially like for golf, there's not really going to be any news overnight or anything like that, that you should be just fine to build your lineups. So I would stick with that. But looking here, we're all caught up in the Office Hours channel. We are all caught up in the YouTube chat. So might just call it here. I will be right back here tomorrow, Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, for our Saturday show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you guys. Thanks. Bye.